the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
Well, one of the mainstays in retirement today is Social Security, as well as Medicare. For many Americans that no longer have defined benefit pension plans, it's the one predictable pension that they can count on. But there's so many things you need to know about Social Security and Medicare. Joining me on the program today is Yolanda York, Public Affairs Officer at the Department of Social Security in San Diego. Yolanda, I thought it would be a good way to start out and just cover some of the fact sheets about Social Security, from the limits of which your income is taxed, the tax rate itself, and then talk about benefits when they begin. And so just some basics, if we could, before we get into more particulars that people should know about.
So for Social Security for 2018, what is important to know is that the tax rate remains the same. It's 6.2 is taxed on your earnings, and it's up to a maximum of $128,400 that you are taxed on Social Security. If you're self-employed, of course, it's 15.30. And notably important for people to know is the quarters of coverage. To earn one credit in 2018, you have to earn $1,320 in wages or self-employment, and you can only get a maximum of 4 credits per year, and you need a total of 40 credits to be entitled to Social Security retirement benefits.
So technically, you have to work for 10 years if you assume you can earn 4 credits a year. I want to talk about something that also goes into effect, and this probably impacts many women, and I want to cover this. And let's talk about how your Social Security is determined when it comes time to retirement. In other words, let's talk about how many years of earnings and how that works exactly.
Well, you know, it's really a quite simple program because you technically just need 10 years of earnings, of earning enough credits, which is 40 credits, and then you get a basic Social Security monthly benefit. But the way Social Security figures out your monthly benefit is we take the high 35 years of your lifetime earnings. So again, lifetime earnings. And then we drop the lowest 5 years. So in essence, we have high 30 years. We apply a formula, and that's how we determine your monthly Social Security. And for women, the reason it is lower is because a lot of the times, like myself, you know, we take time to have our children, we stay at home with them, and so then we have 0 years, or we have very low years, whereas the husband or the high-wage earner works full-time, nonstop, and that's the difference in monthly Social Security benefits. And to sum it up, it's so easy. You can find out what that monthly benefit is by, you know, just going onto the website and creating an account.
Yolanda, let's talk about something that impacts a lot of married women, and that is when you talk about determining the average wages over a 35-year period. A lot of women will take time off of work, let's say, during their child-rearing years, and so I think the statistic is 12 to 13 years or something like that, and those years a woman takes off, they get a zero that averages in the 35 years. And so I guess one thing I'd like to bring up, it may be advantageous for a woman who has taken time off to have kids to work a little longer to replace those zeros with actual earnings years so she has a higher benefit.
That's a great idea, especially for single women. That is the best thing you can do is look at your record, look at your statement. Now, remember that statement we used to send you 3 months before your birthday? It would give you the monthly benefit. It would give you all the years of earnings that you had paid into Social Security. Well, we stopped doing that in 2010 because it was costing the agency quite a bit of money to send that statement. And now you can go online, mysocialsecurity.gov, and request the statement online so you can see what your earnings are. So if you're a woman right now, you know, listening to the show and you're thinking, okay, I want to see what Social Security has posted for me, just go to the website at socialsecurity.gov. It takes about 5 minutes to create the account, and then you're looking at all of the years that you worked and paid into Social Security. And if you're looking at the statement at the moment and you realize, hey, I was working at this year that it's reflecting at the zero. Well, this is a great time for you to come into our office, bring us your W-2 or your last pay stub. It takes us all of 30 days, really, to correct your record. But you need to have proof that you were working and paying into Social Security. And that's how you can determine, do I have enough credits? But first of all, just remember, you only need 10. The more you have, the more years you have under Social Security, the greater the benefit that you will have.
Yolanda, this month is National Social Security Month. You're shining a light on your online services. So let's talk just a little bit more about registering, opening up an account, because you have so many things online. And it, quite honestly, when it comes time to register for Medicare or Social Security, it's much easier to do it online because you make it so simple. So I wonder if we could go into a little bit more detail and explain why somebody would want to do this. Because, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, if I'm 5 or 10 years away from retirement, I think it might be helpful to find out what are my benefits, for example, at age 62, at full retirement age at 66, or what are the benefits of allowing my Social Security deferred to age 70?
Yeah, you know, and really Social Security's mission logo has been that we're here with you through life's journey, from birth, getting that Social Security card, to the marriage, changing your name, into retirement. And you need to be aware of what Social Security means to you. That number is a big deal. You need to protect it. You need to take caution and not just giving out your Social Security number on unnecessary places. And the most important thing is never carry your Social Security number in your wallet. So you can find out how you qualify for benefits on our website. You can use the benefit planner to help you better understand your Social Security protection plan, what the benefit will be. And then my favorite one is estimate your future retirement benefits. So here I am, you know, 50 years of age, and I want to know what my benefit will be at, let's say, maybe 64 years of age, because the earliest you can take Social Security is 62 in retirement. But if I maybe decide I want to wait till 64, then I have an exact dollar that Social Security is quoting me based on my earnings from today up until 64. Or if I decide I want to wait till 70 because I have heard that I get 8% more per year, then check out this retirement estimator. It is like you coming into my office and saying, Yolanda, can you give me an exact quote of what my benefits would be at this given date? I mean, it is just a fantastic tool that we offer you. And then, of course, you can retire online. You can apply as early as 3 months before you want to start collecting Social Security, or simply just apply for Medicare. There's a lot of folks who are going to wait till, let's say, 70 to start collecting Social Security, but they should apply for Medicare at 65 if they're not working or if they're not insured under a spouse's current health insurance. They can also get Medicare at 65, but apply online. And then the best thing, again, is opening a personal My Social Security account so you are in control and you can see what's going on with your benefit. And, you know, Jim, I think the biggest misconception for people is when I ask them, when do you start collecting Social Security? And everybody always says 65. And you know that's wrong, right? I mean, full retirement age is now 66 or 67 if you're born after 1960. But this is the information that you can get on the website, knowing what your benefit will be at these given dates, and then understanding that it is a disability program, not just a retirement. If you become disabled today, and let's say you're 30 years of age, you can start getting a Social Security disability benefit, and it is an insurance benefit that you would be entitled to if you meet the criteria. And then the third thing that Social Security has, so again, it's retirement, disability, and survivor's benefit. If you die and leave your young family behind with children under 18 or a child that was disabled prior to age 22 or a widow, widower, they're also entitled to receive benefits off of your record. I was 8 when my father died. My dad was 32 when he died. My mother had 6 children, and she was 6 months pregnant. We all received survivor's benefit. And, you know, all I can tell you is thank God my dad was paying into Social Security, because there's so many people out there that think, oh, why bother paying into Social Security? They think it's not going to be there. But the reality is, when do you think you're going to need it? I was 8. You know, we had my mother, became a young widow. And that's the thing that your statement will tell you all of that. It'll talk to you about the solvency of Social Security, but it will give you these three fantastic options that Social Security offers you.
You know, the one thing I want to mention here that I think our listeners would really find helpful is your retirement planning guide, because on it, it's your online retirement planning page. You can find out, for example, estimate your retirement benefits, find out your full retirement age, benefits for your spouse, survivor benefits. I mean, it's a great tool and package if somebody's considering retiring, because Social Security plays a big part of it. And it's very easy to use, I might point out. And it's a great tool that you have added. I want to talk about some of the other things that are also important. And Yolanda, let's talk about benefits for women, because there are a lot of second marriages today. And I wonder if you might just go over for our listeners, let's say a woman was married to a gentleman for 20 years. They had kids. They get divorced after 20 years. Husband gets remarried, but wife is still single. Let's talk about how Social Security benefits of her former husband or her own benefits may affect her when she comes to retire.
Right. So for Social Security, as a spouse, you only need a 10-year marriage duration. So 10-year marriage duration to be entitled to your former spouse. So here's a scenario that I just had recently. Here's a woman who is 62, and they've been divorced now for 2 years. And that's the other thing. You have to have at least a 2-year divorce. So this lady is 62. She was the stay-at-home mom. Now they've been divorced. Her former spouse is not going to file for Social Security until he's 70 because he wants to wait to get his full delayed retirement credit. Anyway, she comes into the office with her birth certificate to document that she's 62, his birth certificate to document that he's also 62, and then the marriage and divorce to show a 10-year marriage duration. She had worked very, very little. Her Social Security benefit was going to be like $200 a month. But as a spouse, she could be entitled to 37% of his unreduced rate. So that meant that she came in and filed to get divorced spouse's benefits, got 37% from her ex-former husband, and he will never even know that she has applied under his record. His benefit will never be reduced in any way, so it doesn't touch his Social Security benefit. So the only thing here that people need to remember is there was a divorce, and that's where if he had passed away, then it would be widow's benefits that she would be entitled, and a widow can get it as early as 60 or 50 if they are disabled. And for women, this is the other thing that I want to point out. On our website, we have a page specifically for women. And there's a great book that Social Security offers, is What Every Woman Should Know. And it talks to you about, you know, maybe thinking about if you're a widow, you should probably consider finding out what his benefits, if your spouse has finally passed away, whether you were married or divorced at the time of death, what the benefits would be under their record before you take yours. And you can come into the office and we can give you all that information.
You know, this is really important because according to the statistics, Yolanda, 85% of the survivors on Social Security are women. So if that statistic is large as it is, it just tells me that, you know, women really need to look into this. And also when it comes to planning, discuss it with their husband. For example, it may be more advantageous for a surviving spouse if the husband delays taking his Social Security to age 70 because it grows by 8% a year from 66 to 70. So it's going to be 32% larger. So if a woman becomes widowed, she can take her husband's Social Security is going to be much larger because if one spouse passes away, the survivor, usually the woman, has the choice between either keeping her own or taking the larger benefit, which in most cases is her husband's.
Exactly. And widows do inherit those delayed retirement credits. So if you're a couple, you know, that's where strategy all begins. If you are a couple and you really don't need Social Security to be part of your portfolio, then maybe the situation should be that the husband waits till 70 to get those delayed retirement credits if they are the higher wage earner. And again, because, you know, in most probability, the male passes away before the woman. So let's say the woman starts collecting the benefits at 66 on her own record. Well, she's getting 100% of her own benefits. But if he passes away, then she will get everything that he was entitled to. On the other hand, though, she decides, you know, maybe I'll take it at 62 and I don't want to wait till 66. Well, that's fine, too. You can collect your benefit at 62 as a spouse. And if your husband passes away, then you would be entitled to get up to 82%. You could never get 100 because you took the reduction at 62 or whatever month you decide to take it. But the strategy is what women need to know from Social Security. Again, visit us at socialsecurity.gov and search for women. We have great publications. And my favorite thing on our website is 5 Things Every Woman Should Know. And it kind of just walks you through the stages of what we think as women. You know, the fact that I didn't have enough credits because I was a stay-at-home mom, maybe do I even qualify for Social Security benefits? That's all there. And also understanding that if you've had more than one marriage and the marriage lasted for more than 10 years, then you can consider which of those may be more beneficial. You just need to let us know that you had previous marriages, and we can do the math for you.
Basically, what you're saying here is, let's say you were married to one gentleman for 20 years, you get divorced, you're single, you get remarried. What you're saying, Yolanda, you can choose between which benefit, assuming that the second marriage also has so many years in it, that you can choose between either spouse in terms of determining your benefit?
Yes, something like that. So let me just give you a quick scenario. I had a lady who came in to apply for survivor's benefits. So she was getting $800 a month on her own Social Security. Her husband just passed away the week before. He was getting $1,200 a month. So technically, she would go from $800 a month to $1,200 to inherit the higher rate. Well, when we started interviewing her, we asked her, did you have any previous marriages? She had a total of 3, and all 3 of them had lasted for more than 10 years. The prior 2 marriages also, of course, ended in divorce. And then we found out that she didn't even have a Social Security number, but we were able to find that information on our records. And it turns out that her second marriage, who she had been married to for more than 10 years and had been divorced for over 20 years. Well, now she's a single woman because her husband just died the week before, right? Well, that second marriage, he had died a year and a half ago. She never even knew that. He was getting $1,895 a month. So she went from getting $800 to $1,895 on that second marriage.
Wow.
And she was a happy widow, you know? It was like, oh, had no idea that could happen. And this is what I want women to know. And again, even not just women, but the same thing happens to the men. You could have been that husband. And, you know, if your wife was that CEO and earning X amount of dollars, inquire. You know, we will just pay you the highest of all benefits. That's the goal of Social Security, paying you the higher if you are entitled to those benefits.
I want to talk about another situation, and one that is one of the mistakes, I believe, from a planning perspective for many individuals, and that is they take their Social Security benefit at age 62, so they're going to forfeit, 25% of their full benefit, and then they find out that they retire, that it's not enough money to live on, and so they go back to work or they work part-time. And let's talk about the drawbacks of that. Not only are they getting less of a benefit, but if they go back to work and earn a certain amount of income, they also forfeit part of their Social Security benefits.
Right. So if you're under 66, you're only allowed to earn $17,040 a year in wages or self-employment. So if you're going to make that kind of money, again, $17,040 in 2018, don't apply for Social Security. If you're going to have a job that pays you more than that, it's not even worth it. But let's say you started at 62, you were not working, and then you get a part-time job that's maybe paying you $30,000. You have 12 months from the day you filed your application to withdraw your retirement claim. Pay back all the money. So if we paid you 12 months, go ahead and pay them back, and then your claim is withdrawn, and then you can start your Social Security, you know, when you're 66, if that's the time that you would like to collect. So there is a 12-month trial. You know, if you decide you want to take Social Security and then realize that was a mistake, just file the withdrawal. But you know, this is kind of like the good things that a lot of people are not sure whether I should file, take it at 62 or 66. And again, if, and not everybody has a financial advisor, but again, if Social Security is not a big part of your portfolio, maybe you should wait and claim the other, you know, your Roth IRA, whatever you have out there before you start claiming Social Security, if you could let it just grow, because it is a benefit, especially between 66 and 78% more per year. That's incredible. Oh, and by the way, after full retirement age, you're allowed to earn unlimited earnings. So that's the good news, unlimited earnings.
Yeah, that's really important, because some of the biggest mistakes I've seen individuals make is they take it early because they don't think it's going to be there, or they take it early and they find out, oh my goodness, I can't live on this. I need to go back to work. And then they end up forfeiting part of their benefits. Is it possible, Yolanda, let's say that I take Social Security at age 62, so I get a lower benefit. I receive it for 2 years. At the end of 2 years, I decide, boy, I can't make it. I need to go back to work. So you go back to work full time. Under that circumstance, what should an individual do, and what happens to their Social Security benefits?
Well, okay, so after 2 years, you basically, the only thing you can do is call Social Security and say, you know, I'm going back to the workforce. I don't want any more Social Security benefits. So you will have a partial reduction because you've already gotten 24 months worth of checks. But then the rest, we will go ahead and waive that extra reduction. So then when you become 66, just call us again if that's when you want to start collecting Social Security, or again, you're earning unlimited earnings, and we can restart the benefits at that time.
Let me just throw one thing. If you stop the benefits, and let's say you take it at 62, you stop it at 64, and let's say you end up working to age, I don't know, 66 or 67, would the Social Security benefit that you left, would that grow?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to grow. But remember, you still have the fact that you took 24 months worth of checks, you will always have that reduction, which is one half of 1%. So you could never get 100% because you took 24 months of checks. But will your benefits grow? The answer is yes, if your earnings are substantially high. Because again, you know, we're taking the high 30 years of your lifetime earnings, and that definitely could make a difference in the calculation. And again, you use the retirement calculator, so you'll know how much of a difference it's making by earning an extra salary.
So as we conclude, Yolanda, first of all, give out your website, and where are they going to want to go? If there were a couple key things once they register, and a couple things on the site that are very essential that they become familiar with, take our listeners through that. So number one, give out the website. And then once they get to the website, where they register, and then key areas on the site that they want to familiarize themselves with as they help to plan their retirement.
Okay, very easy. www.socialsecurity.gov for government. What you're going to look at is, the first thing is My Social Security. There's the block there. It's on the left-hand side, and it's Create a My Social Security. That is the number one thing. You know, this is the thing I tell my brothers and sisters. Create your My Social Security account so you have protected. And if you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to go onto the website, you know, my mom is 79, she doesn't want to bother with it, then go ahead and block it. So you either create the My Social Security and you have controls and you can do anything you want, whether if you're receiving Social Security benefits, change of address, direct deposit, you can do all of this. But if you just absolutely do not want to have any control, then let's not give anybody else control. So go ahead and block your request. The second thing that I would look at, hey, retirement estimator, what is this showing me? What are my benefits going to be? What can I project in the year 2025 when I retire? You know, these are the things that every one of us should understand. The answers, my other favorite one is questions and answers. You know, most people don't know that all the questions that you come into an office, they're right here on our questions and answers. Easy to figure out. The other thing I want to highlight right now is Medicare. We have 59 million people who have a Medicare card, and we're going to be sending out new Medicare cards starting this month. And it's going to go through waves. So we're starting out with Alaska, California, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, and Oregon. So in April, there will be so many folks that get their new Medicare card, so it will now have 11 digits, not a Social Security number, but 11-digit identifiable numbers. And the caution that I would want everybody to have is if you get a call from the Medicare website or Social Security saying that, hey, we have your new Medicare card, but there's a fee of $5, you need to understand that is a scam. Anybody calling you about your Medicare card is a scam. We do not have the personnel to call 59 million people to tell them about their new Medicare card, right? Or that you have to pay a fee. It's all free. It's coming to you. But just be aware. And if you lose your Medicare card in the future, you can also go to the website at socialsecurity.gov and request a new card.
So a couple key things as we sum up. The website is www.socialsecurity.gov. And a couple key things on that site, and especially for women, married women, single women, divorced women, whatever your personal circumstance is the booklet, What Every Woman Should Know. It is just a treasure chest of information. The other part of the site is your retirement planner, which you can take a look at what your benefits are at age 62, what they're going to be at full retirement age, age 70, what your wife's benefits are, what your surviving spouse would get. There's so many great things you need to take advantage. And Yolanda, I really want to compliment you on some of the updates that you guys have done to the site. It's made it more useful, more practical, and quite honestly, easy to use.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. And I am glad that you're sharing your thoughts with the audience, because we have been working on our online services and trying to make it so user-friendly. People can do their recommendations if they feel like they don't like something, just send us an email on this. And the other thing, Jim, maybe the newsletter that you were talking about here, sign up for our updates with Social Security so you will stay abreast as to what's happening with the solvency of Social Security, the cost of living, any updates. You are the first to know. You don't need to hear it in the media. It's right here and it's coming. It's actual information.
Great stuff, and it is so essential for you to understand it, know what your benefits are. Once again, that website is socialsecurity.gov. That's G-O-V. And we've been speaking with Yolanda York, Information Officer here from San Diego. Yolanda, as always, thanks for joining us on the program, and all the best, and come back and talk again.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much for the invitation. I will be back. I appreciate it.
You know, once again, since Social Security is probably one of the few pension benefits for those of you in the private sector, where many of you no longer have defined benefit pension plans, it's really important that you go to the site, register. Let me tell you, it's going to be easier to register for Medicare when you turn 65 or Social Security online than it is to go get an appointment at an office, unless maybe you need some counseling, as Yolanda talked about that one woman who had been married three times, found out her second husband, she went from an $800 benefit to almost $1,900. So do take advantage of all the information that's offered, especially what every woman needs to know. And the other one I would highly recommend is the Social Security Retirement Planning page, which will help you work through some of the numbers, because it is a very critical decision in your retirement planning, and you need to get the facts, and you need to make the best decision for both you, your spouse, or just yourself. I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertised with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.